a transformation for AgriCenter. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So we're really happy that we've got a lot of people visit our campus on a daily basis. We're 1.3 million people annually on our campus.
AgriCenter International, just outside of Memphis, could have been referred to as one of the state's best-kept secrets, but by the numbers or visitors, President John Butler says AgriCenter is drawing interest, and that's the plan, to build on that even more.
So we're right there, 1,000 acres in the city limits of Memphis. We're just almost a throne's throw away from the Germantown community, which is a very affluent community, but we're less than 3 miles away from the poorest zip code in the nation. So when you look at the opportunities to help people transform themselves and break some of those generational poverties and try to be pathways to maybe a new beginning, we certainly think not only agriculture, but connecting people through an education program about food and food security could really transform that vision.
John Butler was recently on Capitol Hill sharing the story and the growing number of new plans for AgriCenter. He feels they are positioned just right to help share that all-important story of agriculture to folks that need to hear it the most.
So not only youth education, but also adult education. So people are very excited about trying to connect to local food and where their food comes from, and we think we fit that role perfectly.
Butler says there are many avenues and uses for AgriCenter throughout the year, lots of different kinds of events held there, but the focus remains on education and research, and one new project underway is to compare organic to conventional crops,
which will be the first time in America where you'll see side-by-side comparisons of organic and traditional crops. And that's not saying that organics are the way to go or that they're special, but it's just one avenue that producers, farmers like myself, can look at trying to expand their businesses to kind of compete with what the customers are saying they want.
A lot of great things going on at AgriCenter in Shelby County. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.